Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
Do you want me to go for it, or are you going to take
it? Oh, sure, yeah, if you want to go right for it, why not?
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Head Full of Radio. We are on episode 64. Which I am nerdy about, like, square numbers, so we love 64. And this, today, is Street Spirit, the acoustic version, performed at the Eve Club. I've got that from last time, so hopefully I'm not wrong. And yeah, we will be giving it a listen once my buddy Andrew takes us. How you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing very well, Nico. That was really good. You could do this without me if I'm sick one day.
That would definitely not go well, because you have all the control and the stats and the knowledge.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. We'll have to rename
it would
this
definitely
the
be.
Yeah, the Nico Listens to Radiohead Badly podcast, right?
Right. I don't have a playlist. Oh, where do I find this? Where are the lyrics? It would just be me stumbling through everything.
Yeah, you can see all the stuff I have on the screen, so yeah. this song has hit me hard in the last couple of times we've listened to it. I'm not sure if you remember when we listened to it with we'll listen to it in a few weeks with Chase.
Mm-hmm.
In about a month and a half or so with Chase, or 2 months, whatever. Wait, April. So it's April now. Well, he'll hear it in June with Chase. And then you heard it with Nico a few episodes ago. It's hit me quite hard. So I'm interested to see if this does the same. But even though it's a little out of sync, my situation has improved since we recorded those. Let's see.
I love that.
Yeah. So do you want to just jump into this Street Spirit?
I'm ready to if you are.
I as ready as I think I'll ever be.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Here we go. Yeah, that voice is so good.
Yes, beautiful. Ah, so good.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Yeah. This is like no editing. Like, it's so good.
Yeah. I just realized you can't see me shaking my head at how good that was.
He's like, it's weird to think that this is like the same guy that sang like the early stuff.
Oh, just for people to know, our YouTube is buffering. Ugh, what a time to buffer.
You need to be contained with how much, you know, this is giving you right now. We need to.
It's 159 is when it buffered, so just remember that when I restart it.
Will do. I might have a cheeky bit of ice cream.
What?
That's probably melted on me. I brought it up before we started recording and it's just been sat there.
Really? We're sorry, folks. We are having some issues with our internet. And
in the meantime, I'm gonna have a great time with this. Oh no, this really isn't a bad way. Okay,
what did they say it was? 159.
Yeah,
how's the ice cream?
I didn't quite get to it, but it's all good.
All right, let's go. 159. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Girl.
Got my head a waving. Beautiful. Oh, that got the stank face out of me. I was just like, oh. I can't get over how, like, much his vocals have come along. Like,
yeah,
they are batshit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely astounding. And he's also playing the lead or the main guitar part on that, too, which is, if you've ever played guitar, not easy to play. It's very intricate, and you're doing a lot of things. So to hit those like hard high notes and do that, you know, it is ridiculous.
Props.
So I'm going to let you do this one again. I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah, like it's a very like transportational song. Like even just seeing the way he like closes his eyes to like just go to that place that, you know, lets him emote and like hit those notes. Like he's there. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's. It's a special thing.
Right.
What would I say, though? Like, I feel like... I definitely feel, on the other hand, like, the starting and stopping of it all. Like, okay, now we're doing this part again. Like, oh, we're doing this bit again. Like, I don't know. Like, like, his vocals are phenomenal, but I felt, like, less engaged than, say, like, a few weeks ago when we were listening to... Fake Plastic Trees, and I felt so just like, you know,
mm-hmm.
grabbed. And this like, maybe it's just because I've got such a eye bar set now that, like, again, all songs that we've heard from this performance at the Eve Club have been really phenomenal as far as vocals go. I do like the song, I do like the vocals. But I feel like at some points it felt a bit like start-stop almost.
Okay.
If you want to say anything?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, cool. So for that reason, I feel like I've made it sound like a balance of like good and bad, but the good easily went out. So I'm going to give it a Johnny.
Okay. Thank you for that. I am going to give it about an ed and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Not for any other reason, but like you could certainly hear that this is a newer song and they're not as fluid in understanding the execution of it as an acoustic together yet.
I see.
Because this, the album hasn't come out yet. They probably haven't recorded and played it a bunch of times. And you're right, there are some starts and stops. And one small thing that bothered me was, and it might not be true, but so the guitar kind of sounded just a tinge out of tune.
Okay.
To me, to my guitar player ears, but again, how the fuck do I know? So,
I mean, you'll know better than me, so.
Yeah, the worst version of a beautiful song is 3.5, and that's pretty great, right? Like, that's pretty, fair, yeah. That's fucking great, so.
Mm.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This has been episode 64.
Indeed.
Would you still need me when I'm 64? Bum, bum. Do you even know what I'm doing?
I don't, but I'm enjoying it.
I didn't think so. All right, we better do the Beatles after we're done the Radiohead. Thank you.
Yeah, because that day is really going to come. Like, we're not going to be all gray by the time we finish however many songs they've got.
Just so that you know, and for people who are listening to this, 2028 is about when we're going to be done this.
Who knows what's going to be going on in the world at that point?
We will. Yeah. We're on episode 64. By the time we're done, the last episode of reviews would be episode number. Let me have a look here.
Have you got it mapped out? Wow.
300 is the last episode.
So we're like at the sort of like 20-ish% mark. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually wild.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
Wow.
Yeah,
let's ponder that.
See you next week for episode 65.
See you next week. Bye.
Is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram at Head Full of Radio.